Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the call. It's me, Carrie, and what's his name? He's with me here.
Yeah.
That would be Peter. And so we just want to say hey and how are you and all those kinds of things. And I just wanted to read you a few things that I picked up the other day when I discovered that, well, not the other, it's been a while, but, you know, we're going to the Philippines and we're leaving this Friday. So I got some instructions in advance. So from some people, and the first thing was to arrive early. So I thought, well, I need to read some of these tonight because, you know, on the calls and things like that, many of the other things in life are very much like the calls that we do and reasons why we do them and all those sorts of things. And they're for a whole variety of reasons. And some are for having people along with you. Sometimes it's just you need to have instructions on how to get to where you're going in a safe and easy way. And, you know, when there's a whole group of people, like on a plane, you need to have a lot of rules. So especially after the last few weeks when they've been seeing, you know, pilots are drunk on the plane and, you know, things like that. It's like,
there's only one pilot.
That's all you need. One. So, you know, it's important to one of the important laws of the airlines is to pack your own parachute. But I don't think that would work for the passengers. That's just for the staff. So I got a bunch of other instructions anyway. We have a lady here in BC on the Noon News who every Thursday gives all the different places that you can travel to at a discount and things like that for that week, the specials of the week sort of a thing. And she had some instructions for us, and it started off with arrive early. Well, because what I've learned is when you arrive late to a plane, they don't wait. They leave without you, and they don't care whether you're there or not. The second thing was weigh bags in advance, and I wasn't sure which bags they meant because we have a variety of them, so I guess we should weigh them all.
So that means you should prepare your presentation accordingly?
Yes, because you want to weigh your bag. You know, you want to put the good stuff in, not all the baggage that you have, just the good stuff that you're going to take with you.
The mental baggage?
Or share it with others. That would be the office part. Then it says remove your shoes, remove your belt and your watch. Well, I have neither one of those. I got shoes. I just don't have a belt or a watch. And remove your jacket. And then it was kind of like, well, why do I have to do that?
My clothes will fall off.
And then I realized, well, because Peggy and my sister Judy and I traveled to Calgary before our brother passed away in December, that we had to do all of that stuff. And, you know, for me, it was kind of like a practice run. It's been a long time since we've been on planes. And back in those days, you know, it was sort of just everybody did whatever they wanted to. Nowadays, they got all kinds of rules and instructions and things like that. And
taking shoes off.
Yeah, and it's really weird. So, and then they want to take pictures and they want to pat you down. And I'm like, pat yourself down, you know. Apparently, if you do that, you're going to get into trouble. So, you don't want to yell at the people that are there. Oh, and then they tell you no large liquids, and I'm thinking, well, that's good because then, you know, it's a long trip and you're going to be doing a lot of peddling. So, you know, you want to have, but then they say nothing over 3 ounces. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. How do you do that? And then they say, well, no, that's not for water and stuff. That's for other kind of liquids that you're taking, like our Blue Basic H, of which we still have some.
How about our shampoo? Those are bigger than
that.
Yeah,
those are packed in the bag, so they don't care about that.
Oh, they don't care about that.
As long as they're in the bag that goes underneath the plane. If it's in the bag that goes on top, then you're in trouble.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's because it says no large liquid bottles. So although when we came back from Calgary, we had a huge big bottle of water and that sort of thing. So I guess once you're in the airport and doing all of that, that makes it just fine. And then prior to that, oh yeah, and then she says, and clean your tray and on the seat back. So that means you want to take a little bit of Basic G along with you, or maybe some Basic G cloth, and rub those, clean those down, because, you know, you never know who's been doing what on there. And you don't want to have any part of that.
She did say that the trays were the dirtiest part of the...
Exactly, and this is the time of disease and pestilence, you know, and it's winter and all of that sort of stuff, and people are coughing and hacking and choking all over you, so you want to take a mask. And so I got my pirate mask out, and apparently that's not the right kind.
I had to go and get another one. Several steps behind you wearing
exactly.
That mask.
And then I went to the next list and you got to clean your whole area and then you have to drink lots of water and think, well, how can I drink lots of water if I can't take any with me? And then it says bring bottled water, but on the other list it said don't bring big bottle, bring little bottle. I'm getting really confused. Then it says avoid gas or bloating foods. I'm thinking, so all this time and for the last month or so, I've been practicing with what causes gas and bloating. Apparently, well, I don't know, one thing about the gas is that it helps to remove other people from the room in a fairly quick form. So, you know, take your herbal acts, but not too soon because, you know, that's going to be a problem. And then for blood clots, you don't want to have blood clots, so you need to move around as much as possible. But then they tell you you have to stay strapped in your seat. So you can see how confusing this could be. Instructions are sometimes very difficult to follow and can be very irritating as well.
For 15 hours straight, stay strapped in your seat.
Yeah, and that's a whole other conversation. So it says move your feet while you're at your seat. So I thought, okay, well, the person who's sitting in front of me isn't going to be too happy because I'm going to be banging my feet on their backs with the seat back. So then I thought, well, maybe I won't do that. I'll behave. Then you have to have fees for the airport and fees for the taxi, and you got to pay. It's a pay-as-you-go program. Then on the other side, which, of course, I forgot to look at before I put in my last order, and it said, take Bifidus and Chewable CalMag and hand cream. I got the Chewable CalMag and the hand cream, but I forgot the Bifidus. So I guess we just have to go for the, you know, do the best we can without it. Then there's all kinds of regulations and things and stuff like that, and I think I'm just going to go get on the plane and sleep. That's probably the easiest way, and I'm going to take some snack bars and some Mighty Smarts and some things like that so that we can shackleyize ourselves while we're there. Not that we're going to hit on anybody necessarily, but, you know, for 15 hours, you might want to do something.
We don't bug people on planes.
No, but you can take a card or two and, you know, let them see all that kind of stuff. So just so you can remember, you know, it's just something to think about in advance. Same thing as you're doing in your Freedom Project, is you're thinking about things in advance. Hopefully, you've all got a list of names, and the names aren't the people's names, but they're the names of the qualities of the people that you're looking for. And that's a whole other conversation, which I'm not going to get into right now, but something for you to think about. And then I was reading today, actually I've been taking notes on something a while back when Wimbledon was on, so I guess it was quite a while now. It was last summer, in beginning, end of June, I guess it is.
Australian Open on now.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was on Wimbledon. And there's a statement that is over top of the player's entrance to the courts. Yeah, I was going to say to the field, but it's not a field; it's a court.
Yeah.
at Wimbledon, and it's part of the poem by Rudyard Kipling called "If." That's I-F. And it says on there, if you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two imposters just the same. ... So I thought, well, I found it today, and I read it. And it's quite an interesting poem. He wrote it in the late 1800s, and so again, it's by Rudyard Kipling, and it's called "If." And it's a very interesting poem to read. And so all of the players, as they're going out to center court, which is the main court on Wimbledon, where the finest of fine players get to play, and because nobody goes to Wimbledon who doesn't know how to hit the ball or anything like that. So, and again, it says, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. I thought that was so interesting because in our business, we run into both of those imposters. We run into triumph. Sometimes at the very beginning, it seems like it's so easy because people are coming in easily and simply towards us. Then you have somebody decides to quit, and then you feel like, oh, what a disaster that is. That this thing doesn't work. What's going on? And if you learn to treat them both the same, because they're both imposters, neither one is true. There is triumph there, and sometimes there's disaster for sure. But the real question is, what's it going to take to make me quit? And really, that is the whole point of it. So check it out. Check out Rudyard Kipling's poem and read the whole thing. It's very interesting because on Google, of course, it explains all the different things that are going on around that time. And, you know, England was I think, had just left India at that point. As you know, the people had taken them over and what have you. So just something to think about because, you know, this business is just like a game of all different kinds at the highest level of whether it's football or basketball or baseball or swimming or archery or anything that was in the Olympics. Everything that we do, you're going to have a disaster and you're going to have triumphs. So if you're expecting those things, and you have taught yourself, to handle them both the same. So a disaster may feel like a disaster at the time, but then you realize that from that disaster, amazing things are going to happen to you if you will allow them to. And the same thing with triumph. You're going to think, wow, I am just the most awesome person ever. And, you know, before you know it, something trips you up, and there you are falling flat on your face right back into disaster again. So, you know, as you begin to learn those two words and begin to like them both exactly the same, and you'll realize that those are the two things in your business that are going to cause and create happiness and disaster and sadness and all the great things, all the great feelings that you could ever have in this business are there. And so I'm just going to pass this over to Peter now, because that was all that I had to say tonight. And
well, I was just starting to enjoy what you had to say.
Well, that was it. It's
Don't
your
stop
turn.
Now.
Yeah, it's your turn. Well, you know, because really it is about, it's all about life. And you know, what you find is a disaster is when you forgot your plane tickets and you had to go home and get them. Fortunately, you got there early enough to do that.
Well, I like the if part of that poem. It applies to our business as well.
Yeah.
If you consistently work on attracting people to you, if you do that, you're going to wind up with people who want to build a business in, you know, one way or another. Some of them want to build a business by attracting and teaching people using the Freedom Project. Others want to do it through building volume. And if they will do either one of those, they're going to be,
well, they can do both.
Become successful.
That's the best part. You can do, and you have to do both, because if that's just a life, that the triumph and disaster, that's life all the way around. There's triumphs and there's disaster. It's really about how we handle it, isn't it?
That's right. That's absolutely right. And if we handle it with a positive mindset, mm-hmm. we will withstand
you're all wrong and I'm right and I ain't quitting.
The negativity that other people can try to heap on you.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, I have a question, folks. This requires someone to come in and tell us all what the three steps to duplication are. And really, you've all been through the Freedom Project, so you really know what they are. You might have to scratch your head and figure that out. But there's three steps to duplication, and what might they be?
Go ahead, press *6 and come on in.
I'll give you no hint. I've got to give a hint.
Why?
It's because it kind of comes out of left field when I ask a question like that. Anne is the name, and sponsoring is her game. I'm not going to tell you any more. So what are the three steps to duplication? Everyone knows the answer.
Know.
Oh, there's Kristen. I bet you she knows.
I'm going off the top of my head. I haven't researched today, so bear with me. But if I believe it is, you promote, guide, and enroll, and teach. Wait a second. Hold on a second. Promote, guide, and teach. Does that sound right?
All right, that sounds good to me, but that really wasn't the answer that I'm looking for, Kristen.
Oh, he does that all the time.
I know. But it is.
This is what I get for not having Classroom 3 open.
Yeah, it could be Classroom 2 or 3, really. It's in there. Remember Anne, Bob, and Carol?
Well, what about Ian and Pamela, who've also come in? So it's Ian, Kristen, and Pamela.
Oh, I didn't see their names there. I was focusing on...
you weren't
okay.
Looking. Ian, go next.
Ian, go ahead.
Change where you shop, buy from your own store, sponsor members, and sponsor builders.
Okay, I mean, those are all the right answers. It's just not quite what I'm looking for, Ian. And, well, thank you for coming in and giving us that, because those are right answers. If everyone was to jot down every answer they're hearing here, they're all correct, yeah. But they're not correct in this case. And this is not hard to, once you realize it, you'll probably kind of tap yourself on the forehead and say, oh, wow, I know that. What are the three steps to duplication?
Go ahead, Gaytan, first.
Here comes Gaytan with the right answer.
And Zipporah, don't go away.
I'm hoping it's the right answer. We have to teach Han how to we have to turn Han to be a teacher.
That is exactly right. You have to you got to turn Han into a teacher. But like, how would we do that? That's part of the answer here.
Can I try? Hi.
Hi, Zipporah.
Zipporah, go ahead. Zipporah, sure, absolutely.
You
one, two, three.
Self build.
Say it again.
You
me?
Yeah. Go ahead. Say it.
Use, sell, build.
Those are all right too, but that's not quite what I'm looking for.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Sure, sure. What are the three steps to duplication? And they're in a certain order. One, two, and three. You can't interchange them.
Well. You teach Anne how to sponsor and teach Bob, and you teach Anne how to teach Bob how to sponsor and teach Carol.
That's close enough for a correct mark, Pamela.
Yeah, but all the others were correct, too.
They were. I say they were, but not specifically
you want,
to this question.
You want definitive.
Because this is right in the classrooms, and that's why I asked this question, so that when people get to there, when they're guiding people through and they hit that page, they will know, oh, yeah, that's what he was talking about last week or whenever you're doing your next presentation. And now,
Kristen's back in. So.
Okay, all right, Kristen, have a go.
Thank you, Pamela. Don't go away. Not that you would, anyway. Go ahead, Kristen. Oh, now they both left. See,
oh, Kristen,
you scared them all.
Did you chicken out, Kristen?
Did you start
okay.
the plane without them?
No, I'm having Star 6 issues. Hello.
We're here.
Sorry, I was having Star 6 issues. And now I'm having kid issues. But I was basically going to say what Pamela said is we need to find Anne, and then we need to teach Anne how to find Bob, then we need to teach Bob how to find and teach Carol. Teach Anne to teach Bob how to find and teach Carol. So I was going with that.
That's a good one to go with. But I think you missed
have
the
it,
first...
I think.
I'll bet you Gaytan does. She goes and goes through her notes.
Sponsor people, teach how to sponsor, and teach to teach.
That's it. Exactly. Gaytan, I knew when you left you were going hunting for your notes. So.
Okay, Gaytan. You have to repeat that, Gaytan, please. Okay, so sponsor people, is that the first one?
Yes, sponsor people and teach how to sponsor and teach how to teach people.
That's it. If number one, sponsor. Number two, teach to sponsor so that people know how to sponsor. It's not enough to just sponsor someone. And as a matter of fact, on the side here, this is where a lot of Shackley folks fall down in the building of their business. They sponsor someone, and then they go on and they sponsor another person, and this is first level, and then they go and they sponsor another one, and a year goes by, and they might have sponsored 15 or 20. But, you know, they call it sponsoring. Remember, sponsor is to take responsibility for, and with the Freedom Project and the way it's set up is it's set up so that you can sponsor someone when you get to the end of it, or maybe they volunteered in at 2B, but we'll just say when they get down to the end of the pipeline, they volunteer to sponsor. Hey, how do I get set up with Shackley? Now, back to the people that might have like sponsored and they sponsor and they sponsor and they sponsor, they call it sponsoring. We call them entering a sign-em-up contest because, you know, if you just sign up people, that does, there's nothing in there that says you're going to take responsibility for them. So those three steps are exactly, well, you know, most of you had it right anyways. That what I noticed that most people were missing the very first word, which was, like, say, for we talk about Anne, and we talk about, you know, okay, we want to sponsor someone. In other words, we want to bring someone in or attract them to us, bring them through the pipeline, And then we want to take responsibility for them, to work with them, and we sponsor them then. We take responsibility. And it's not just about signing that form. Now you hardly have to do that anymore. We used to have to do that and then send it into the home office, but you can do that by phone most of the time now. But so let's say we had a newspaper ad in, and a lady by the name of Ann answered the ad. And you did the initial contact, and then you did the meet and greet where you told your story and you found out about what their likes and what their interests were. And that's why it's so important that you learn how to do a good meet and greet, because that's where the relationship really begins to, well, not only start, but to blossom. Now, the initial contact can start that, but because it's only 7 to 10 minutes long, really the initial contact is really to get the start the ball rolling. But really, behind all that, it's to get the appointment to do a meet and greet. And now, when you do that meet and greet, and they say, "Yeah, I'm into this. Sure, I want to know more," and they like you because you've told them a bit about your story and why you're involved and how you're helping other people get ahead and what some of your aspirations are, and you know, you're getting them hooked a bit on your vision, and they say, "Sure, I want another appointment." And then, of course, then you move them into Classroom 1, and Classroom 1 is all about, really, as far as I'm concerned, what's in it for them, and that's all about the benefits. And you go through that, and that's about the longest presentation of the presentations in the Freedom Project. And then, at the end, you're hoping, and most of the time they say, "Yeah, I'm into this," because you spend a lot of time talking about the different things that Shackley offers if they become part of the program. And so then you set another appointment because they want to know more, and you get together and you do team building principles. And in this case, Jody has renamed that to how to create sales without selling. But, you know, really the original thing was team building principles, how to build a team using network marketing principles. And the principles that we were talking about were sponsor, teach to sponsor, and teach others how to sponsor and teach. And when you've done that, like several folks said here, you've actually turned Anne into a teacher. Not now. Now you can, if as long as she's ready to start guiding, in many cases she is, you can then get another person and follow the same program over and over and over. If you don't do that, you'll be caught at the at the beginning of this, and you'll be trying to sponsor them, and you'll just do that over and over. But if you don't teach them how to sponsor, they won't be able to sponsor. In other words, they won't be guiding anyone through the program. So that's why I'm putting a lot of emphasis on this. If you want to learn how to sponsor others, you've got to learn how to attract them to you and guide them through the pipeline. And when they say, "I'm loving this, this is looking good," and you get them registered with Shackley and they put in a starter order, and that might be a Gold Ambassador, a Gold Plus, or Super Gold, or they may have a little cash shortage. So one of the things that I'm promoting this year is, if you're bringing someone in and you know, through your questions and that, they're letting you know that things are kind of tight for them, or I've had quite often housewives, I guess, I don't know why you put house in there, but wives, and they're like, "Oh, man, if I spend that kind of money," quite often they want to get the Gold Plus. There's something very attractive about the Gold Plus package. There's quite a few products in there, but what if my husband finds out? He'll see that, where I've withdrawn that kind of money, and he's going to have a fit. Well, I encourage those folks now, whereas I didn't before. I just thought, well, hey, talk it over with your husband. This thing is worth way more than what you're paying for as far as a business in a box and the Gold Plus Ambassador is concerned. But remember, the husband doesn't know anything about this, and usually he won't let the wife show him what it's about. So he stomps his foot down and says, "No, you can't do that. This is not, you're supposed to be making money, not spending money," and, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff. And before you know it, and I'm speaking from personal experience, the person walks away, or they say, I talked it over with my husband, and we'll get a gold ambassador pack at the end of next month. And next month comes along, and now we're not ready yet, you know. And they lose all of their excitement, but, you know, they're forgetting what you were telling them and how you enrolled them in your vision, and now they have no heat left, and it's usually where you lose them. They just go away on you, and you can't reach them by phone, and you've guided them all the way through. You've put your mental energy into this, and it's gone nowhere. So now what I'm doing is, to get back to my point, is if they're having trouble becoming a gold ambassador or a gold plus or any of the gold ambassador packages, then I take them right away to shackley.com, you know, the main site. And I go in there and I show them the different small packages that they can get. It's just so that we can get them on at least two or three products so that they can start to, you know, feel it and taste it and, you know, smell it, if there is any smell. Usually there isn't very much smell in a Shackley product. But in other words, you want to get them somehow immersed in the Shackley products. Now, I know you're not going to get your gold ambassador bonus because they didn't turn into a gold ambassador, but, you know, isn't this a lot more about longevity than having someone that's, you know, they do everything and they can, they scrape up the money and they take a chance that their husband's not going to find out. Or I've had husbands too where the wife's got a hold of this and they go, out of your mind, you know, and they wind up going south on me. So now what I'm going to do is if they're having any trouble at all, I'm going to get them registered and I'm going to get them to pick up two or three or maybe four or five products, and that's enough. And they can register as a distributor, and then later on, as we get going and they've been with us for a little while, they'll switch over and become a gold ambassador, because as they learn and pick up more information, they'll realize, you know, I need to be a gold ambassador so that I can get all the bonuses that are there for being a gold ambassador. You know, if you're not a gold ambassador, you can't even get a bonus car. If you're not a gold ambassador, you can't even go on a trip. There's a lot of things, but in the beginning, that doesn't really matter. It's out there. All they have to do is become a gold ambassador when they want. So what I'm doing, this is me personally, I'm backing off, and I just want to get the person in, and I want to get them as a distributor, and if it's just two or three or four or five products, that's good enough for now, and that way they still feel good about themselves, and they'll wind up coming to the, this is called an information session, but the spirit and support call. And they won't feel weird because they didn't get the gold plus package or the gold package. And I've had some people, I want to get that super gold. And I said, are you sure? Oh, yeah, that's the only way I can see all those products there. And they never buy it. You know, they always make up excuses and they go south on you. So the first step is to sponsor someone. And that means to take responsibility for, and we're not talking about a signing them up campaign. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to work with them to guide someone that they know or they are attracted to them. And then, but you'll do the guiding on their behalf. And let's say your name was Ann, and you do the guiding on Ann's behalf, but you'd be on a three-way call. And when you guide that person of Ann's all the way through, and they sponsor, well, now you've sponsored Ann, and you made it painless because you backed off and just got a few products to get things rolling. And then you taught Ann how to sponsor because she's there along with you listening, and, you know, she can say the odd thing as you're guiding her prospective new builder through. And before you know it, then now you got two people. And now you got Ann, and in this case, it was Bob. Now Ann has been, she's not only sponsored, she's taught how to, she's being taught how to sponsor. And now you get Ann to start to take over, and you can be there on a three-way and let her do most of the talking. That's one of the reasons why Jody's put it in there in a reading fashion, so that a new person with a little tiny bit of practice, they don't need to remember everything. All they have to do is read the words. And if you do that often enough, you're going to wind up with quite a few people who are business builders, you know, of all different sizes, but that doesn't matter. They're a business builder for you. And so it comes back again to you have to sponsor, you know, you got to teach them how to sponsor so that they, because you won't get duplication or multiplication if you don't do this. And then you got to teach others how to sponsor and teach. Well, by now, you've taught Ann how to become a teacher. Now you can still be there, but you won't be doing much of the work, and you could be bringing in another person for you to start the same process over and over again. So again, sponsor. Number two, teach to sponsor. Number three, teach others to sponsor. Or in this case, it would be teach Ann how to sponsor and teach. And so that's what you have to do. And that is right in the presentation. I'm not sure a lot of people grasp that. And the reason I ask that is because I've been doing quite a bit of coaching, personal coaching lately, and guiding people through. And I wait till we get into there, and then I ask them when we get together before we start into classroom 2B, and I say, can you remember? Like, so what's the process here? What's the process to duplication? Can you remember what that is? And they can't most of the time. You know, they get let's sponsor someone, but usually they don't grasp the idea that you're going to turn people into, we call them program guides, but you could say program guide / teacher. So, all right, so that was the answer, and I really did enjoy you coming in and giving as many different variations on that, because most of you were right. It's just that it is important that you realize the very first step is sponsoring someone, not just signing them up. Because when you sign someone up, you just sign them up and you can go away and you hope they're going to do all right. But that's not what you want. You want to make sure that they are in this and they're enjoying it. So, you know, last week I spoke a bit about, I was been going through some of my older notes here, and some of them are actually quite funny. I can't believe I wrote that. But, you know, when I talked about when you sponsor someone into the business, they come in as a silver ship. That means they don't know, you know, they really don't know what they're doing. And it's really up to you whether they turn into a gold ship or they become an empty ship. And you can see now by learning that you got to sponsor them, teach them to how to sponsor for themselves, and then teach them how to teach the people they've sponsored, that will turn them into a gold ship. So, again, it's up to you whether they turn into a gold or they become an empty ship. And now, how could you tell a gold ship, or in other words, I put underneath here in brackets, a serious person? And I've got basically 8 different points here that will let you know whether they're a gold ship or serious person. And the first, number one, is they're eager to learn. You know, they're not, you can tell, they're pulling on you for information. And they really want to learn how to do this. And you can tell, you can feel it in their enthusiasm. And then number two, they're asking for help all the time because they want you to work with them because they want to get going with this. They want to make it work. So they ask for help. Well, you know, when they're asking for help, it generally means they've got someone that they want you to bring through. And that's what you want. You want to have people that are going down the pipeline and going through the classrooms, because whenever that's happening, your business is getting ready to expand again. And that's what you want. You want to expand your business. Now, I'm not saying you can't do some product demonstrations if you're into that sort of thing. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't have any problem at all with anything to do with product. Some people have thought I did, but I don't. And as a matter of fact, we've done a lot of product presentations in the past. Because I love looking for and helping people to build a business, I've kind of migrated over to the side of teaching people how to build a business. So that leads to number three. Number three is they're excited about this business and its possibilities. That's what you want. So first off, they're eager to learn. So they're like a sponge. They're just sucking up the information and the explanations that you're giving them. And number two, they're asking for help. They're not sitting back thinking, oh, I don't want to ask again, it'll make me look dumb. No, they're right out there. They're saying, I need help, and I want to, do you mind if I call you every time I need help? No, of course you don't, because remember, that new person is an incredible investment in your new growing business, or maybe it's an old growing business, but you need, if you're going to have it growing, you've got to bring in people. And if you bring in business builders, they eat way more products for a much longer period of time. So, number one, eager to learn. Number two, they ask for help. Number three, they're excited about the business. It's just so much fun working with people that are excited about the business. So that's three ways to tell that you have a gold ship or really a serious person. Now, the fourth is now they make a commitment. They realize that there's going to have to be some sacrifices made in their lifestyle because, you know, it doesn't matter who we are. We've got, even if we're just doing the most mundane things, we're filling up every minute of our day. And so your new person, they have to make a commitment and they have to realize that there's going to have to be some sacrifices to be made. Now, why wouldn't you sacrifice some of your time, like trade in some of the other things that are doing that not earning you any income? If you want to be building a business, there's some things you got to slide away from. And I know for me, I was heavy into sports, and I dropped everything, from ball to hockey to playing tennis. And these are kind of the love of my life. I used to sneak in a hike here and there, but I cut way back on that as well. But you know what? I was committed, and I always passed that information on to the new person that I was bringing through the pipeline. It wasn't called a pipeline back then. It was called the three-step process, and or in Canada, it was called the Shackley Waltz. That's when we were actually going across Canada back and forth, and the Shackley Canada was paying our way back and forth because they didn't really have people that were teaching people how to expand very well in business. So it was a lot of fun, I have to say that. They weren't paying us or anything like that, other than the fact they were putting us up at fine hotels and paying for all our meals and things like that. And then I got to spend the whole next day teaching them the whole program, and that's the love of my life. And because I'm helping other people get ahead. Now, but what I'm looking for out of people is a commitment. And so that's the fourth requirement. They have to make a commitment. No commitment, no build. That's just that's the fact of it. I cut TV out of my life, and there's lots of things I love to watch on TV. I'll be honest with you, and I'm really into nature shows and a lot of different. How should I put it? Well, I'll leave that for now. It'll come back to me. Anyways, I want to go to number five. Now, I hear someone giggling in the background. Oh, Carrie, I thought she left the room. I could get away with that. But number five, this is important. They have goals, and they believe that they're going to reach them. You'll notice what I said. I said they believe they're going to reach them. So they have goals. They've got them written down, and they've got I always encourage people to, if your goal is you want to get a bonus car, and you want to have that done by a certain date. Well, you get the date down, then go. You have to determine the kind of bonus car that you want, and then go and find pictures of that bonus car. It doesn't have to be the exact bonus car, because you might want a different color on the paint and stuff like that. But you want to look at all the options, decide the car you want, and get the pictures up. Everyone should have a bulletin board in their office, and they have pictures of the car. That's because that keeps it uppermost in your mind, and you go there every day and you focus on that. Even just it doesn't just for a few minutes, but you immerse yourself into the thought of driving that car and how good you're going to feel, especially when the thing is free. Shackley's making the payments for you, and I'm only saying this because that's exactly what we did. And I visualized myself driving around town wherever we went. Driving in this brand new car, and I like lots of options and things like that. And I wanted the classic shiny black with the gold trim, and it didn't come with gold trim, so I put the gold trim on it. And that was because that was the picture I had on the wall. And I thought of that, and I looked at that, and I dreamed about it, and I talked about it. So if someone said, well, what do you want to get? Well, besides earning a fine income, I want a free car. Because when I have a free car and I go to show someone the business and I can point outside and say, see the car there? That car is a free car. Shackley pays for that for me every month. And when 3 years are up, I could trade that thing in and I could get another one. And now, so that's the importance of having goals and having them up on the wall where you can see them. And even when your written goals, you know, write them out big and get them up on your bulletin board. Stick them on the mirror in the bathroom. Like when you want, let's say you want to become a senior coordinator, write down senior coordinator in the corner of the mirror in your bathroom. Of course, you know, you write it down using erasable felt pen. And then, you know, if you put the date down there and put underneath it, I'm excited. And see, these are all reminders. These are part of working with your subconscious because you're really cultivating a special mental attitude by doing that. That's why it's so important. So, again, we're talking about how to tell a gold ship or a serious person. Number five is they have goals and they believe that they're going to reach them. Well, if you dwell on them over and over and, you discuss them with your family and how neat it's going to be and, you know, you'll wind up getting that bonus car because you move toward that which you picture in your mind. And that's very, very important. And then the next one, number six, is, hey, they need to be fun to be with. There's nothing worse than, you know, trying to work with a down-in-the-mouth distributor, someone who's not excited. Because you know, if you don't get them excited, if you can't help them get excited, they got to get excited themselves. But if you can't help them get excited, they're going to be very short-lived in this business. So you want people that are fun to be with. They, you know, if you're cracking a few jokes and they laugh, that's what you want. And, you know, you've got to have a little sense of humor in your life as well. And I have a little sense of humor in my life. Her name is Carrie. And it keeps me laughing every day. And, you know, that's what you want. You want to bring in someone who's fun to be with. And last, but not least, number seven here is they are positive. You know, because we have a lot more rejections in this business than we do, how should I put it, the things that go right all the time, according to us. So, you know, a lot of people get in the business and the first time they're rejected, they say, I can't stand this. This is no good. That means no one wants this business. And, you know, they really do. It's just that you're trying to put all of your expectations, aspirations, all on one person. That person's not ready to assume that kind of responsibility that you're trying to hand over to them. And so they, if they're not positive, they'll leave the business quickly because anyone who's down in the mouth all the time and they don't keep a smile on their face, they're not going to attract people. Because, you know, when you see someone, like you're walking in the mall and someone, you're going by a person and they happen to look up and they smile at you. Well, what's the first inclination you have, and hopefully you do this as well, is you smile back. And that's where you need to be there. You need to be positive where you're willing to share your positive feelings with other people. Because if you ever get the chance to talk to them in their subconscious, they're going to like the feeling they had with the first time that they saw you because you transferred happy feelings to them by smiling. And I love to, I drive down the road and we're just driving around town and Carrie will say, do you know that person? And I say, no. And he says, well, what do you do? I said, I'm smiling at them again, you know, like I always do. And, you know, before you know it, it gets to be natural for you to smile at people. You've got to be positive. Now, who's here that can list that back to me? How to tell a gold ship or a serious person.
Oh, I thought you meant the smile part.
No. And by the way, I can tell if you got a smile on your face just through your voice. I mean, I'm not some kind of super guy. We can all do that. You can always tell when you're on the phone and someone's smiling when they're having a discussion with you. And you can also tell when they're really down in their mouth and they're having a discussion. You can literally see it in your mind as they're talking to you. So there was 7 points there. And who'd like to come in, and this will show me who's making notes, and who, you know, this is important stuff for you to know, who How to tell a gold ship or a serious person. Number one, I'll give you the number one. They're eager to learn.
Ian, then you need to pay attention to the
grouper. No, I was giving that away. Okay. Now, here we go. There's six more to go. And go ahead, Ian.
Sorry, this is actually Hanan.
Okay, Hanan.
And Hi, you've been tricked. So number two would be they're willing to ask questions. Number three, they have to be motivated. Number four, they have to be committed. Number five, they need to set their goals. Number six, they have to be fun and somebody you can get along with. And then number eight, I believe it was, the last one. Okay. I don't know any more than that.
Okay.
Oh, optimistic. Yeah, they got to be optimistic about it.
That's right. Optimistic, positive. That's right. They're positive. So I'll say that again so everyone can hear that, just in case they're trying to make notes for the next time we're on the call and I ask these questions. How can you tell if you've got a hold of a gold ship? Because if you've got someone who's really going to turn to an empty ship, they won't be eager to learn. They'll never ask you for help. They don't get excited about the business, and they won't make a commitment, and they don't set goals. And they are not really all that much fun to be with because they're not enthusiastic. And number seven, they're not really positive. Well, that person is going to turn into an empty ship, and they're going to sink before they ever get back to you. Because really, imagine yourself on a wharf, and you're launching ships. And the ships are going out. One, there goes another one, there goes another one, there goes another one. Now, you know, you can pretty well tell who's going to sink out there in the ocean. And that's the ships that, they're empty. They're just not going to, they're not going to, have you ever heard that term, when my ship comes in, I'm going to be wealthy? Well, you can apply that to this particular illustration. So, again, they're eager to learn. They ask for help. That's number two. Number three, they're excited about this business. Well, you know, if you're going to be excited about this business, you better study it a bit and understand it, because that'll get you excited. It's the network marketing or the MLM part of it, the principles of MLM that are going to really get you excited. And that's why it's worth it to study those. That's why in Classroom 3, it's all about helping people to get excited about the principles of network marketing. So number three, they're excited about the business. Number four, they make a commitment. Because they realize that sacrifices they're just going to have to be made. They're going to have to drop some things out of the way to make this thing go. And, you know, if you were to buy a business downtown in the mall and you spend $100,000 to do it, you'd be pushing some things out of the way because you got to make that business go because you don't want to lose the $100,000. So you'd make a commitment. Believe me, I'm sure you would, because I've spoken to quite a few people that have. And I can speak for ourselves. We had two traditional businesses before we got into this one. And, boy, we were, like, there was sometimes we were sweating all the time because, you know, and we made a commitment. But sometimes, you know, you're in a situation where, the environment and things such as that determine what's going to happen with you. But in Shackley and network marketing, and that's why we developed the Freedom Project, so you can make all of this work. And so they make a commitment because they realize they're going to have to make some sacrifices. Sacrifice would be like being on this call tonight. That's a sacrifice. You're trading 1 hour of your time to get together with all of us. And this is kind of like a little mastermind meeting, if you will. And even if you only pick up one or two points, you're with the gang, and we're all doing the same thing. So that's one of the keys. That's, people say, why would I want to go to meetings? Well, the reason you want to go to meetings is so that you're with like-minded people, so that you can recharge your batteries at least once a week. And that will allow you to kind of, you know, meet and take care of what's going to be coming at you when you're out there in the marketplace. So, again, They make a commitment. That was number four. Number five, they've got goals and they believe that they're going to reach them. How are you going to believe that you're going to reach them if you don't, you know, get some pictures and get, you know, write it out in great big print and put it right up in front where you see it every day and you talk about it? That will get you believing it. And then number six, you're going to be looking for people and they've got to be fun to be with. And number seven, they're positive. They're always looking for the positive way that this can work, because you're going to run into plenty of negative people, and if you can't learn to be positive, the negative people will take you right out the back door. And that's not what you want to happen to you, because you want to build yourself a beautiful business, and, you know, it'll happen. But no, you, one of the things you're going to have to do is you really will have to make a firm decision. It's your business. So be all in it, like 100% in your business. Dream about it, think about it, draw pictures on paper. Don't just, I don't like to say don't too often, but I'm going to say it in this case. Don't forget to dwell on what you know, and don't forget to study and figure out what's special about this kind of a business.
Or remember.
Or what was that, huh? Go ahead.
Remember.
Remember?
Don't forget means remember.
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, you're right. That's right. Thank you for helping me out with that. Sometimes I'm a little slow in those areas. So you're going to make a firm decision, be all in, like 100%. It's your business. It's so worth it. And you, no mental wavering and no half decisions. You got to make a decision and stand by it. In other words, you got to shift the way you've been thinking for most of your life. And we call that a paradigm shift, and that's just shift your habitual thinking. That's a paradigm shift. And if the more you shift it over, the more you're going to be in tune with what you're building. And you, when you make a paradigm shift, it's not enough to, you know, just think about it once or twice a week. A paradigm shift is you've got to live in that mental paradigm that you're building yourself a phenomenal business. It's going to give you total freedom. Once you get it built, it might take you 5, 10 years. It doesn't matter. The end result is what does matter. And so the only way to do that is make a firm decision, be all in, and you know, make that paradigm shift. You got to shift over to building yourself an MLM or a network marketing business using Shackley as your supplier and the Freedom Project as the process or the program that will allow you to bring in business builders and to increase your number of business builders and increase the volume that you have. And I'll say another thing here, and this is kind of alluding back to the serious person or the gold ship. You've got to avoid the distractions. And that's one of the things. We when we got going, we cleared that we had the big TV, that, you know, that, it was a big TV back there in 1980, was, you know, like the big console TV. What was that, a 26-inch?
It was a lot smaller than whatever's out there.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like what we own today, but like most people now, if they got a 48-inch TV, you know, that's just about a standard size. But, you know, I told the kids and I told Carrie that you guys go ahead. They go rent movies and they drag home the video player, because you had to go rent one back then. And they wanted to watch movies. I said, that's fine. You guys watch movies, but I'm not going to be in the den watching movies with you, because I'm 100% in this thing, and I'm going to study. I'm going to make notes. I'm going to research. And when I'm not doing that, I'm going to be either working in our kennel business, because we were really into dogs and dog. We had a dog hotel, by the way, and it was nice. It had heated floors. And I'm not going to get into that, but it was nice. And but you got to avoid the distractions. And I when I was told this by some master coordinators, I took it to heart. I thought, hey, you're making $10,000 to $15,000 a month. I'm listening to what you say, and they told me this stuff, and I'm telling you, it works. And so avoid the distractions, because they're going to come in many forms. And what, you know, whatever they are, you'll find that out. You'll be going along and you say, oh, wow, I'm getting totally distracted. I haven't worked on my business for a week and a half. Well, you know, if you want to build an empire, you got to focus on building the empire. And number one was a firm decision. Number two would be avoid the distractions. And number three, you got to be willing to pay the price. And that's part of avoiding the distractions. I love to play hockey. I had to hang that all up, and I didn't have to. I decided. I took that. I took all my equipment, my hockey stick, everything. I didn't want to see it because, you know, for a hockey player, you see, oh, wow, would it ever be feeling good to get out there and start going to practice again and start doing weekend games. And guess what? If you're doing weekend games, now, of course, this was in the physical. You weren't doing any appointments, and you weren't thinking about doing them. So you got to be willing to pay the price. And it's pretty darn simple nowadays. You know, an easy way to pay the price. You don't have to get in your car. You don't have to get nice clothes on. And we used to hold meetings at the hotel, and we'd have, you know, 50 to 60 people. And it was just kind of, it was an exciting night. And we did it every Wednesday night. And, you know, we had to be willing to pay the price of doing that sort of thing. And we did. So that's why I'm saying to you, you've got to learn to pay the price. Now, we don't have to get dressed up, get in our car when it's cold out and all that, and drive down to the hotel or go to someone's home. You could do it like this is what we're doing right now. We're having our weekly get-together or our mastermind session. And so, you see, that's part of paying the price because you're on here. I see some people come in here, they spend a half an hour and they're gone. And I'm thinking, what kind of a business are you going to build? You're not committed enough to be on there for 60 minutes. It's only 60 minutes out of the whole week. But that just tells me something. Now, I have nothing against those kind of people. Hey, I love them just the same. The only thing is, I happen to know that if you don't make that total commitment, you won't be there when the biggest opportunity to bring in one of the best people that you could have in your business and someone else gets them, not you. And so you want to be available to get that person. So you have to realize that if you're going to be paying the price, avoiding the distractions, and making a firm decision, you are then going to be at the right place at the right time. And if you're at the right place at the right time, well, you'll think, wow, that's great. And I'll just give you one more word here that has to be hooked to that, and that is you have to be aware that you're at the right place at the right time. Or you won't talk to that person, or you won't put in the newspaper ad. You know, whatever the thing it takes for you to move forward in your business. So with that, I'm going to shut her down, and I notice it's 5 after, and I don't want to keep you folks too long. I got lots of other stuff here I could talk about. But, you know, basically my point to you is get real serious about this, folks. It's worth it. It's so worth it. You know, there's just nothing like being able to, you know, get out of bed in the morning when you finish sleeping. That's a wonderful way to live. You can go to bed when you feel like going to bed. You know, you can go places when you want to. This is part of freedom. And we're teaching you how to build a lifestyle of personal freedom. And so many folks do it for a half an hour and then they go off to something else. Well, they'll never have that personal freedom. So anyways, I'll be quiet and turn it over to Carrie, and I want to thank you all for listening, and thanks for coming in and answering the questions that I was asking you.
Great job, Bob. Thank you. All right, everybody, that's it for tonight.
Kristen's in there.
Kristen's
in there.
She might
have a question.
Hey, Kristen, go ahead. Nope, she did not.
I really don't know how to work this mute thing. I'm really having challenges with it.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, Kristen.
That darn mute thing, I tell ya.
I know.
So I just wanted to, to say, Peter, that what you talked about tonight is actually what Glenn and I talked about this morning. And what was that? I was watching a couple webinars by John Assaraf, and he was talking about it as well. So it's kind of been, hitting home big time, at least in this house, and hoping I can pass it along. But he, one of the questions he asks, if I can find it in my notes, which sometimes I take notes and I can do this. A question that he was asked when he was young by his mentor, he says, he was asked to visualize, what's the lifestyle you want? You know, what kind of car do you want to have? What hobbies do you want to do, et cetera, et cetera? All the different parts of his personal life. And then he was asked, well, are you interested in achieving those goals or are you committed? And he said, his mentor's like, because if you're interested, then this isn't going to work because you'll find every excuse That's when you start making excuses about your current situation, your past situation, as to why you can't get there. And then he says, but if you're committed, it's a different story. That's where you let go of the excuses, let go of your past situation, and you will do what it takes. You'll become very resourceful to get where you want to go. So that's, yeah, I just had to add that in there.
So I'm glad you did, because that's right on. That's just absolutely right on, and I hope that everyone is hearing that and assimilating that, because it is so important. Because if you want to move ahead, why get into a business if you're not going to make the thing successful, if you're not going to invest your time, if you're not going to get really serious about it? So thank you very much for that, Kristen. Is that all you had to say?
I think that's about it. The only other point that I took away, too, was changing. Well, he was talking about changing your money story, because that's the topic that we were on. But this works for any aspect of your life, is changing the story you're telling yourself. So when you want to get to that goal, you're not basing your story on what you're doing in 6 months from now, a year from now, on your current situations. You're telling yourself a different story so you can see a different future. I hope that makes sense.
That does. That absolutely makes sense, because when you do that, you're changing your mental paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And one of the things that I learned a few years back, is they people will say, how do you change your mental paradigm? Through repetition. You do it over and over and over and over, and it becomes part of you. So I just wanted to throw that in. So thank you so much, Chris.
It really does
good work on your part.
Yep, it all boils down to what you think you look, what you think you do, and what you think you are.
That's right. Comes right back to old Dr. Shackley.
Exactly. He's taught us amazing things throughout the years, and done in a very simple and loving manner. And you know, I love all of that, like with John Assaraf and all the other guys that are out there doing this teaching now, how appropriate it is that their time has come. And if people would listen to them and do what they suggest, they will have success. It's that simple.
They certainly will. And before we sign off, I really do want to say, thanks for being with us for this length of time. We will be back, but we are going to the islands, to the Philippines, and we're going to be hanging out with Jode and Maribel and the grandchildren, and taking it easy and having a good time, and we might even do a few calls, if the inspiration hits us.
No, I'll have a surprise call. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. You never know with us.
In the meantime,
just know where we are, and we'll be thinking of you, and thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, and there's still, it's not like not like the old days where you left on an ocean voyage and, you never heard
of it.
Like when our grandparents moved back from China back to Canada, it took them weeks to get here. There's Facebook and all kinds of things like that to be in touch. So, Glenna, I think that's you. Go ahead, please. Maybe it's Jane.
Sorry, I just wanted to know how long we're going to miss you for.
Oh, it's a very short 4 months.
4 months.
Oh, my. What an amazing time you'll have.
Okay, if we're back sooner, it means we got fired.
it takes a lot of time to swim between those.
Yeah. I'll get those old people out of here.
I'll give them all a hug for us.
We will.
You got that right. Absolutely. It's going to be quite the experience. Just getting over there is quite the experience. Never mind. You leave today and you arrive tomorrow. You leave tomorrow and you get there today. I'm not sure what it is.
Well, the first leg is 15 hours, so.
Exactly. So, Anand, go ahead.
It's Anand again.
Yeah, go ahead, Anand.
So my question is, I've been doing some research on alfalfas, and I had read up that there's a certain part of the alfalfa that actually could be dangerous. So I wanted to know, the Shackley alfalfa, is it made from the leaves, from the seeds, or from the sprout?
Tony, alfalfa is only, that's actually a really good question, Hanan. Our alfalfa comes only from the leaf of the plant. And you can go in there and do some studying on Dr. Shackley, actually, and find out from some of the folks how special that alfalfa they have is. And One of the things that with the Shackley products is that you never have to be concerned about all the things out there that, that the other people talk about. That the other, there'll be other doctors that are mentioning it, or other people in different companies, or people who say things like, "Oh, I read that this." You know, you never have to be concerned about that, because Shackley has been out there for so long, and that, the alfalfa was one of Dr. Shackley's winning products. And because they're guaranteed, and because they're manufactured the way that they are and come exactly from nature, you never have to be concerned with that. All of those things are handled for you. So in the that's what's called the Shackley difference. Does that make sense?
Okay, and then one other question I had was, so I introduced the Vitalizer for men to my dad, and he's never, like, he rarely takes multivitamins or vitamins on that note. So within 2 weeks, he's tried it, and he's noticed no difference whatsoever. So does that take longer on some people, or?
Absolutely.
Definitely, yes.
And what did he? Did he take the whole strip all at once? Because that can be kind of a challenge for some folks. They might have a response to that. But, you know, he has a mindset. Again, that makes a difference as well. So, you know, you might want to get him some information that he can read or watch or listen to discover more about Shackley products and what they're about. And you know, the number one thing to remember is that Shackley products are food products. So if he doesn't notice a difference when he eats certain foods, there's a really good chance he won't notice anything when he takes the Shackley products. And the, you know, he needs to be taking them for at least a month or two or three or longer. Sometimes it takes people, depending on the different situations that he might have. You know, it really depends on the individual. So if he hasn't had any challenges at all with it, that there's a number one start. That's a good thing. Then the next thing is what is it that he's looking for? Those are the kinds of questions that you need to ask him. Is okay, so what is it that you're expecting to receive from these products? Because sometimes people are going to have some, you know, occurrence. Their life is going to change in all kinds of areas, and really what it's going to do is he may notice down the road a ways that he's not getting sick as he often did, or often as he did. Things, very small things like that.
The time it takes quite a while to notice a difference in your health.
Yeah, and the Vitalizer, sometimes people can get quite a response, and that can be a challenge as well. But you know, go in and check out some of the stuff on the Facebook pages and on the Sharon Shackley site, or even on the, you know, because you're a member of the Free Clinic, you should the Discover Shackley area and have a look in there. There's just piles and piles of information, all of those kinds of things, and you're more than welcome to ask those kinds of questions to anybody in there. Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I just think within his cases, I think he's got the perception that it's like almost like a meal replacement, when it's just a vitamin that's supposed to supplement and not necessarily, it's not a substitute, it's just a supplement. So I need to clarify that with him.
Absolutely. The meal replacement part is that's the smoothie, is the meal replacement. The other is the vitamins are just that. They're vitamins that are mostly our day and age missing in our food. So they are easily digested, easily assimilated, and over a period of time, if he doesn't have any challenges now, he may not notice a huge difference. Sometimes what happens is people have to stop taking the product before they notice it. Well, since I stopped taking it, I'm not feeling very good at all now. So, you know, it really does make a difference in that area.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Anand. Okay, Louise, you're next.
Enjoy your
trip. We will.
Hi, Peter. I want to thank you for your inspirational talk once again. Sometimes I'm feeling down and thinking things aren't going too well, and I'll come on a call and hear you, and it puts me right up, you know? So I want to thank you again for being so inspirational. You're just like the guru of network marketing, is what I think about you, Peter. And you're talking about bonus cars. Is there somewhere that we see what kind of cars that exactly sponsors for the bonus cars, or is there anything that we want to have for a bonus car?
You can get whatever kind you want.
You need to go through Shackley with that, Louise, just to find out, get the information from them.
Go on the Shackley site, is that what you mean?
Or phone the home office and just ask that question, because they change it regularly. So, just find out, do they have a specific car that you have to get, or can you choose your own, or what's the situation that way? Go in on your Shackley website first and check in there and see what you can find, because it might be in the PNR in there.
Okay, sure. I'll do that.
Yeah,
excellent. Okay, last Thursday, you asked, got me on the spot a little bit, but you asked me if I'm feeling better with anything. And I was kind of out of it, and I didn't think, when I thought about afterwards, I thought, of course, I haven't had a bad cold in about 4 years. And this year, we had all that cold and everything, and so much snow, and temperatures really got really miserable and cold and everything. And I just didn't like through the winter. And I was on vitamin C and vitally and interferon, and I didn't like through the winter without a bad cold at all. I said, time on lasted about 2 days, and it just hardly anything at all.
Excellent. That's the Shackley difference. So
I went even further to my first came into Shackley. The year before, I had a miserable cold. Sticking my head off, my lips were aching from coughing so much. It just downright miserable. And then starting on the vitamins the next year. Okay, a little bit better, but not so bad. And then after that, for about 4 years straight, nothing, zilch. Everybody's miserable. I'm zooming right through everything. Not a cold at all. And then this year is the first time in about that time that I had any kind of a cold at all, and it just was over before it even started.
There you go. That's what happens. It takes time for the body to utilize all the nutrients that it's getting into, because, you know, sometimes we think that we're having a difficult situation, and the body says, no, that's not it. I've got a different one that I'm working on. And you still may get colds and things like that, but, you know, the things that really matter you'll begin to get healthier all the time. So that's the whole point is, you know, these products are food products, and it's up to you to take them on a regular basis, and over a period of time, you will get healthier by the day. So congratulations, Louise. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Terry. And I want you and Peter to have an awesome trip. Take your time and take lots of pictures and post them on Facebook for us and see what are you doing down there, and just God go with God, and God bless you both. It's just the most awesome couple I've ever met.
Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Louise.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. We'll keep an eye out, that's for sure.
Have fun.
Yeah, my husband says have fun.
hey, tell them we will. say thank you to them. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah. And thank you again, Peter, for your inspirational talk. It just puts me right up every time.
Well, thank you for saying that. It makes me feel good to hear that it gives you a boost.
It does. It really does, yeah. Sometimes it just makes your day, you know. I've been really kind of down and going to call. Oh, there I am up again. So that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I'm glad to hear that.
Good for you, Louise.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Louise.
Okay, Jeffrey and Ann.
Have a great, great trip, Peter and Carrie. And if your arms get tired, just, stop and rest.
Yeah, we will. We're going to put a life preserver around us. And when our arms get tired from flapping our way across the ocean.
I'm taking a boat. Much easier that way. thanks, Jeffrey.
We're excited for you guys getting to... to make this trip and to meet your family, to meet the elves. I think it's going to be, we're excited for you. We wish we could all be there. maybe this time.
we'll set up a tour.
Yeah. Have a safe, enjoyable.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We shall. We'll look forward to that. Remember back in the old days when they went on that 3-hour tour?
Yeah.
That's a whole other show. Thanks, guys. We appreciate that. Okay, everybody. We're going to say goodnight.